Maitzah Shia Sunday night, early Yud Beis, or Yud Aleph Shvat, whatever, early Yud Beis Shvat. So we're in Shmaitzah Vav Perek Tzvav, and he's talking about when the Shmaitzah made this chilek between Yuchsin saying something, betolado, someone was born with a Yichus issue, needs two Eidim, and one Eid is no good. He rather does not say because it has a din of Dovah Shabbarava. For the Shmaitzah, it sounds like you learn out from Yakir, since it's a special pasuk that the father's Nema to say the sons of Mamzer were a Ben Grusha, so you see that such things normally require two Eidim. That's how he says it. Mashenking to say a woman is a Grusha or a Zona, and she's also to a Kohen, that's regular Isser. It's like saying she's Caleb. That's not betolada. He's not talking about the muhus, the mahus, the essence of the person. He's talking about it's ulcer, like you say a piece of meat is ulcer. It's just a chetza di yisura. Okay, we'll start from the paragraph starts with a nira lani yosaidi bekavonas harambam. Is that too much far back? No, that's good. Around the middle of Perek Tzvav. Oh no, towards the end of Shtikl. When he talks about Avalo Yisr Atzvoi Be'edechad Yuchzak, he says, Grusha Ozono Ishazu, Vishova Chalola. Well, like Kosov, Grusha Zona Vachalola, normally they go together. They're a team, like the Three Musketeers. Isha Zu. Elakivan the Chalola, Hainu Bas Grusha, O Bas Chalotza. And not always. You could have a Chalola that became a Chalola because she was Nival to someone that's also to her with certain degrees of severity. She becomes a Chalola. And that's not a Chalola of a Toloda, that's a Chalola of a Mikra. But I guess the Shmaitzah means that the Rambam didn't want to say it because then he starts to start explaining what type of Chalola. So he just leaves out the whole category. But the Shmaitzah explains that the Chalola B'Tolod, or the Baz Grusha, meaning if a Grusha is married to a Kohen, then the son would be a Chalol and the daughter would be a Chalola. What? What's a Chalola? There's two types of Chalola. Chalala, the Torah says, a Kohen Chalala to marry a Chalala. What's a Chalala? There's two ways. The product, the child, the offspring, a girl, of a Kohen who married someone he's not allowed to marry. A Kohen married a Grusha, the daughter's a Chalala. A Kohen married a Zaina, the daughter's a Chalala. A Kohen married a Chalala, the daughter's a Chalala. Okay, that's one type. Another type, if a woman is Nival to either Issachares or even Issalav, we paskin, someone she was always usher to. There's rules what kind of Isser. But if a woman is Nival to someone usher on that level of Isser, she becomes a Chalala, she becomes posel for a client.
Is that called
Isser
Zona?
What?
Is that called Isser Zona?
No, Zona is when she's usher to the Kohen. Usher to the Kohen. Chalala is a nivel apostle. The Zona is what? Maybe right. Maybe Zona is
Pat Marat's song versus
Larry. Maybe you're right. But you can have a case of Chalala. If a coin's boiled a Grusha, I mean she becomes a Chalala. Someone's nivel to Yisurik Kahuna. I'm sorry, you're right. If someone's nivel to an Isser, she becomes a Zona. If someone's nivel to an Yisurik Kahuna, she becomes a Chalola. You know, the Grusha. The Grusha that's married to a Kohen becomes a Chalola after the first beer. Nival to Yisurik Kahuna also becomes a Chalola.
There's already a Zona with a Grusha. You got it in Kohen, right?
Maybe a Grusha. She might be a Grusha. What I described is a Zona type. We paskin. I mean, Rebbe Lezer holds Panei Abal HaPnuyah as a Zona. But we paskin only if you nivela to a certain degree of Isser, you become a Zona. The Chalola B'mikra would be if a Kohen is boil someone that's also to him. Beisuri kahuna. Now the mamzer, if a goyim is boil a mamzeres, he does not become a halala.
He becomes a halala? The gerusha becomes a halala?
Also, yes.
Yeah.
Halal is certainly a kohen, a child that's born from Isuri Kahuna.
Has to be a kohen, a halal, right? Halal has to be a
kohen. He was supposed to be a kohen. Unfortunately, he's not. A halal. Halal is not a kohen.
A halal could be anything.
Halal is what you do in your house when the city's not looking.
What?
Halal is what you do in your house when the iriya is not looking.
Yeah.
Halal is what?
It could be a regular Yisrael. Gerusha.
A cholol halachically is like a Yisrael.
He's
supposed to be a kohen.
But a halala
is different.
She's a
cholol is a son that's born to a kohen that's married, or is the product of a union of a kohen and someone who's also to Yisrael Kahuna. The son's a chalol, the daughter's a chalola, but that's betolada. That would need two eidim. That's what the Shmaita says. It's just a little. When you have to speak out, when you learn the Shmaita, is that there happens to be a case of chalola that's also b'mikra, not betolada, and that is if a kohen he boils someone he's also to, she then becomes a chalola. But okay, but the Rambam can't say chalola because it would be too complicated to explain. So you just left out halala, but the Shmaita's raya is that you see that the general halala is betolada and needs two eidim, and that's why it's like chereshayt of a cotton. You know, grusha's line of the halala is like chereshayt of a cotton. You always put it together. So if the Rambam leaves out halala, it's a little funny. So Shmaita says, "Oh, I know why. Beautiful, because taka you need two eidim for halala because." When it's usually betolada, it's a yitzhi, it needs to aid, and that's the Shmaitzis. Elokim in the halala, I know bas grusha, I bas chalutza, it was a havalei psulei haguf, and psulei kahuna, that's betolada, it's born that way. Zebade boi shnayim, it could have hochachnu, mehach Reb Yehuda, domer yakir, right, yakir teaches all the nemen leima, benin zeb, ben grusha, ben chalutza, just like yakir, the main dinner, that he's nemen to say, a son to mamzer, he's also an amateur say to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So we extrapolate from that a regular person is not. So that means you need two. If you only needed one, then every person's an amateur to say, this kid's a mom and this kid's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Umash with the Acher, Eno Naman, Ola Dafka Dehoid, Al Grusha Zono, Shu Psu. So this Hava B'mikre, then it's like saying this piece of meat is awesome. So this lady is awesome. That's what a grusha and a zona is. But a halala, but tolada, it's more like being, again, I don't want to say svaras, because in the shmaitz it's mashma. Well, you have to say some svara to be mechalik, or else maybe the pasuk is going on all of that. Like, how do you know the pasuk is only going on halal? The pasuk of yakir. The shmaitz extrapolates. If yakir teaches you that the father's nemet to say, benizem mamzer, so you see that other people are not. Even though you're saying he's asur, so why doesn't it fit into the Rambam or Isser Atzmoy Beidechad Yuchzak? So the answer is when it's betolada, when it's not the mikre, but when it's a yichus thing, how were you born? So again, so then you need to aid it. The smara of it, again, I don't know if I want to say, the Shmaita keeps alluding that it's like extrapolated from the fact that you have yakir. But you could say, I mean, just smaradik, that it makes sense. Because when you're talking about yuchsin, you're talking about betolada, you're talking about the mechus of the person, what the person is. That's different. When you say a woman's a grusha, that doesn't define her essence. Grusha is also a kohen, like a kohen can't eat chalim and can't eat chametz on Pesach, and you know, so he can't marry this woman. You're making a face.
No, why is grusha like chalim?
I'm explaining the Shmaita makes the chilek between tolada and mikra. I'm explaining that mikra, the way I understand that chilek is that when something becomes also the mikra, then it's not a definition of their mahus. It's more, it became osur, like an animal that wasn't shechted became an avela. So a woman that's a grusha became osur to a kohen. But not like her, she has a new mahus called grusha, she's a divorcee. And a divorcee is osur to a kohen. Mashenkin, when
not
something.
Like Because
Chelu is betalada. That's why I don't think the Nakuda is betalada. Chelu is meat, it just happens to be also. What's the difference? I'm just using it as a marshal.
Yeah.
We don't care if a talada of a piece of meat, so the Neidecha is never on that also. But to say on a person, Yuchsin, to say, you know, who you are, what you are, what's your standing, that leads to a speak of Svara. You don't have to say a Svara either. He says Yakir, you learn out from Yakir. Okay, so that's why the Rambam doesn't say Grush, Chalala. V'udikduk no'ois u'muchuvim. Beautiful, says the Shmaitzim, if I do say so myself. V'hinei, Tosef Rambam, next paragraph. Now we're going to do something with this. V'hinei, Tosef Rambam, you have two Eidim contradicting each other. One says mace, one says low mace. Eight on the mace, eight on the low mace. The niece says le'echad me'edeha, and the woman says, "I know he died." So she's not allowed to get married. This is le'echad ba'hakhasha. But if she ended up marrying, but if she went ahead and married the aide that said he also knows he died, she have two people that say we don't know if he died or not. We have a hakhasha. So this is an interesting din. If the two people who claim that, if we don't know, if we know, or we officially know, because two Eidim told us, then even if someone that says he knows, not like the Eidim, get married, so the Bez Din sends in the Tznius police, and they make him give a get. You don't let a guy live in sin. This is when society was normal, what we would call Iran and Khomeini. So that's normal Torah society. We don't allow a kohen to be married to a grusha. We don't allow it. So, or let's say a woman whose husband is not clear, so she's not allowed to get married, and we prevent it.
In that case, do we actually make him give a get, or is it also like coercing, but not?
No, that's one of the cases that you're coercing to give a get.
That's the tough one. Why is the marriage now that he has to give a get?
Because it's kedusha not tight.
Kedusha tight.
No. Because we don't know. We don't know.
I mean, if you're forcing him, what do you call?
We don't know what.
We don't know if the husband's dead. We can't let her. You know. Okay, he has to be motzi her. Whether we make him give a get, maybe not. He may tighten him on a shach. If you're making her leave me, then she doesn't need a get. Okay. But they can't live together. We force them out of the house. So, but that's only if we know. Or if we, not even if we know, if we officially know, because two Eidim told us. But when it's a nechad ba'akhosha, so we don't know, then there's an interesting din. Even though we don't know, and you would say, Sovik Yerayis al-Khumra, but if the two people who say they do know, if they want to get married, what? So lo teitze, only lo teitze. But really, mikra adin, they'd be allowed to get married. L'chatchila, but we want to avoid the people who gossip. Lazus svasayim, the Gemara Mesuba calls it. It's not like l'chatchila b'diavad, halachically really, it's l'chatchila not, because you don't want tongues wagging. But otherwise, it really is mutar. Again, the ingredients are that we don't know. And the two people who claim they do know are getting married. So Bezin's not going to stop them because Bezin's not coming from a place of clarity. Bezin themselves don't know. So if they want to get married, we let them. If they wouldn't say they know, then we wouldn't let them because the din is Sofek Yerayis al-Khumra. But if they say they know, this is like I always came up with my wife with me on a date. She would say, I don't know. I say, I do know.
Have you married me anyway?
We would be talking about things, and then you know, people say, "I don't know," and I say, "Okay, I do know." What?
Heard that before?
Yeah. So the Rambam says lo teitze, but the Rambam extrapolates it from a case. There's really the choilek with the Rambam. For Ramban Barashbo, Cholkin Olav Bezer, Shum Deirecha Bakhosha Lav Klumu, Bavale Kamandu Lesa, Yemnisis Lecha Meyedeo Teitze. The case that I said that you let a woman who says she knows her husband's dead marry a witness that says he knows the husband dead is when it's trey or trey. When it's trey or trey, the Gemara says, then lo teitze, if she married one of the two eidim that said her husband's dead. So the Rambam extrapolated from that one against one, and she married the one that said he knows the husband's dead. The Ramban and Rashba say no. Since Eidechot Bakosha Lav Klumhu, so we can't give it any legal import. We can't give any legal standing to an Eidechot Bakosha. There's a rule called Eidechot Bakosha Lav Klumhu. So the Rashba and the Ramban all that would effectively say that she cannot marry even the Eidechot says he's sure the husband died. But again, if you're dealing with, it has to be the Beis Din doesn't know, and she marries the guy. Now, Eidechot Bakosha, that the Ramban and Rashba are saying, that's not called the Beis Din doesn't know. It's called they do know that he's not dead. Halachically, they have to consider him not dead. Because Eidechot Bakosha Lav Klumhu, Trey is the immovable rock versus the irresistible object. Right, we had that before. Trey or trey is a clash, and you have two powerful forces, and neither one budges. So but you have the forces. So she could marry the one of the two eidim that say he knows the husband died, if she also says she knows the husband died. But the Rashman Ramban say, but you can't say that by Eidechot against an Eidechot. And the Ramban says you could. That's just machlokes. We'll see what this mitzvah does. Keep it in mind, this machlokes. The Hiksha Amarachash Pekunchus Agunos, the Das Ramban Barashba, he asks a Kas on the Rambashba, the following Sugya. Mahodi Shabarki Sharaba Mosiv Rava. Rava is going to ask a Kasha on the classic then. The classic then I told you was two against two, and the woman could marry one of the two Aiden that say, that says he knows the husband's dead. And she has to say she knows the husband's dead, so she can marry him. On that din, Mosiv Rava, now this is wild. This is wild. Sometimes Gemara says something wild. Oh, Yishkoyah. Sorry. Thank you. Wait. Thank you. Sometimes Gemara says something wild. This is wild. Why is it wild? You see in a second. This is the drasha. Minayim Shemlo Rotza. How do we know? Now the pasuk says the kidashto. Talking about a kohen, make him holy, make sure he's holy. Minayin shem lo rotza. This is the lashon of the brisa. If the husband, the kohen doesn't want to be holy, he wants. And the Gemara specifically assumes he's talking about he wants to marry a woman that he's not allowed to marry. He wants to marry a grusha. I don't want. So you force him to be holy. Tabagoyma bekidashto be al karcho. Right, dafno meals of forcing. It's a fancy word. It means you put them.
You wall them.
You do things that nowadays they wouldn't allow. Talmud Lama v'kidash to be al karcha. That's the Gemara. Now, and that the Gemara says, Hechi dami. What do you have a pasuk saying? Now, you don't need a pasuk in Kol Torah Kula saying that you force a guy. You don't let a guy do an avera. You force him to stop, to cease and desist. We have Western minds. We think, hey man, live and let live, let everybody live their own life. What are you telling me what to do for? That's, we're living in a warped society, right? And we think Iran is an evil nation because they have people going around breaking up parties, and that's what the Sanhedrin used to do. The Regolim, that's what we fifth Bahab, they didn't get everyone, right? So don't be so quick. We have Goyish HaSagas, we have Western HaSagas. But anyway, but the Teretz is that we're doing it to fulfill. We believe it's Rasim Hashem. We believe, we know, we're just carrying out the will of Hashem. And in these societies, it's usually the will of a capricious umam. Now he's going to pop up. Nachman's going to pop up and say, "What do you mean?" But they're also fraud.
No, they're not saying that. Anyways, we know that Rabbi Akiva said a bezna killed 1 to 7 years. Is that? So they weren't going around and killing like
killing.
They
We're
do.
We're not talking about the killing. Whoa! You're wrong. We're not talking about the killing of a punishment with Eidim Basra. We're talking about preventative steps. that we don't let a guy, guys living with a grusha, they would go in there and they would force
him.
The Gemara says here it's pasuk. You don't need a pasuk for that. You don't let a guy live in sin.
That's such an example. Where they went in, like Gavra that was doing this, and then they came in with the police, and they broke it up.
It's
we don't positive. Find this.
Here, right here.
In the Gemara itself.
I don't know if you need a Gemara, but that's how they lived. If you look in Sanhedrin, the Rambam says they had patrols, what we now derisively call Tznius police. That was the society.
They weren't doing a good job because
all
these Shalayim and the girls were going around banging their feet on the floor and the perfumers. They weren't doing such a great job, man. If they had these,
that's right. That's why the Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav. I don't know what you're trying
to say. So they ruined. If they had it, who was it? I mean, we don't find it. They weren't doing it.
It was corrupt. They were paid off. It was corrupt.
So it wasn't happening.
I don't know what you want to.
I'm
know.
Trying.
You're wrong.
The Rav saying
it's
that
clear all over. And the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch open up a Rambam and a Shulchan Aruch, and you see a society
maybe
that
ideally,
we're all Westernized.
No, maybe ideally that's
freedom.
What it should have been.
That's the way they had it. That's what Bahab came from, because they used to have patrols going around and they didn't catch everybody. So that's why we faced Bahab. We can open a Rambam, you'll see. That's what they had. And they had it even in later societies, till Napoleon came around, and the American Revolution, and freedom became like a double portion, and now everybody bought into it. And the main thing is personal freedom, and give me my space, man, and don't tell me what to do. And that's why, and now it's filtered down to the kids. Our children say, hey, Pop, don't tell me what to do. I'm independent. I do what I want. I'm already 9 years old. Hey, man, I'm not a baby anymore. Anyway, the Gemara says if a Kayan's living with a Grusha, you don't need a Pasuk to say that you force him to divorce her, to get rid of her. You don't even need a Pasuk. Of course you do. So Rava says, Hey Chidami. What's the Pasuk talking about? That's Pasuk. We're not talking about a Kayan blatantly goes and marries a Grusha. It must be talking about some sort of case where it's like Trey or Trey or some type of Sofei. So she didn't marry an aide that says, I know the husband died. So that also you don't need a Pasuk for. Of course you force him to divorce. You're not going to marry. You don't let a Kohen marry a Grusha, even if it's a Safek Grusha. The Safek Divides a Lachumra, you don't let him. El Alav, the Pasuk's talking about Zakta Gemara, the Nisais Le'echad Me'edeha, the Kamra Bori Li, the Katani Dafto, you force him to give a get. That must be what the Pasuk's talking about. Alma Mafkina Le'minei, so you see you force a guy, and it's fair on the Rava, who said then that by Trey or Trey, you do allow the woman that's sure her husband died to marry. You don't even allow it l'chatchila, but again, that the Gemara says is not maker hadin. That's just to avoid gossiping. But the whoever said the din, it was a Rava or Rabba, whoever said the din, no, it was Rava Yestakasha. So it was Rav. Rav said the din. Rav's din is really maker hadin even l'chatchila. The aide that knows who died or says he knows who died could marry the woman who, if she says she knows he died. That's Rav's din. So the more just nakash on Rav's din. We can think of no other case. That's what's wild. Like you have an innocent pasuk that says you force the kohen to be kadosh, and the Gemara says the only possible case we can think of is Rav's case. That's why you would need a pasuk. But now you have a pasuk, so shver on Rav, right? And the Gemara answers an amazing answer. That this is the Oraisa. This is amazing, amazing, amazing. The first terrace of the Gemara is Isser Kahuna Shiny. A Kayan is a cut above the rest of the people. And even though we're dealing with an Isser Eish HaSish, we're not talking about an Isser Kahuna. So you say, what does Kayan have to do with it? An Eish HaSish is an Eish HaSish. A Kayan is held to a higher standard. And this is with the Oraisa. And even if we let, in a case of Trey or Trey, even though we let an aide that says he knows the husband died marry a woman who says she knows the husband died, but a Kayan we don't let. If one of the aidim is a Kayan, him we don't let. A Kayan is held to a higher standard. That's the first terrace of the Gemara.
Why do you let in a regular person? Two and two cancel each other out, don't they?
No, that's what I said. That's the difference between Erechot Ba'akasha and Trey Atrey. Erechot Ba'akasha will use the vernacular, cancel each other out. It's like nothing. But Trey Atrey is the irresistible force, meaning the immovable object. It's a stalemate. They stymie each other. They're at a standstill. They're a deadlock. But they don't cancel each other out.
What? Why are they usable?
Well, look how they're usable. All you're allowing
She can marry one.
If she's sure that the husband died, she can marry the aide that says the husband
died. And
you have two aides that says he did. Think about it. You don't see the difference.
Something, right?
Okay, anyway, that's Rav's din. I think it's not illogical. Since the Maisa, we don't know. So,
when we saw Makkah by a rice, right? Dinim is a rice.
Since we don't know, so we allow it. That's Rav's din. Mari Asakasha from this person. Okay? You think Rav's din is not even logical?
Right.
Okay? The way the Rishayim explain it. No, the way the Rishayim explain it.
We never know. Let's say there's no idea.
Let's say you eat chalet. You sit down, you put, you wrap the bib around your neck, you take a fork and knife, you want it, and you start eating chalet. And you say, I know it's not chalet. It's not chalet. It's shuman. So, in a normal Jewish society, Beis Din stops you. They know it's chalet. They don't care that you're screaming it's not chalet.
How do they know? Through an
Well, however they know, it doesn't matter. We're not interested right now. We're talking about they know. But you say you know it's not. So they stop you. Okay? So the premise is that if a person is doing something, we don't allow personal freedom. If a person is doing something that ostensibly is wrong, we don't let. Okay? Now we go to two. But the Rishonim speak out. Yevamos, let's say the Beis Din doesn't know. Because it's Trey or Trey. So they can't say they know for sure, because Trey or Trey. So then they can't stop a woman who says she knows he's dead, marrying an aide that says he knows he's dead. They don't have a koach to stop if they themselves don't know. What about one against one? So now you start to appreciate the machlokes Rambam and Rashbam. The Rambam says the same thing. Since the Beis Din doesn't know, because it's one against one, so they have to allow the aide that says he does know to allow him to marry the woman that says she does know. Because they do know, and the Beis Din doesn't know, so they have no koyach to stop him. Right? And the Rashba and Ramban hold, that's what the Shmaita just brought down, that if it's one against one, they taka cancel each other out, so it's like nothing. So they say, listen, if it's nothing, then we have no right, the husband died. And you're becheska say shesish. So we can't allow you, even though you know, you say you know for sure he's dead, then it's like you're picking up what we think of the piece of chazer, and you're saying, I know it's kosher meat. We can't allow that. So here, because it's Eidechol Ba'kosher Lav Klumhu, but that's like a reasonable machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi, like you can see the machlokes. But when it's two against two, the Rishonim explain your problem, the Rishonim speak it out. The Beis Din has no koach to stop someone from doing what they think might be an Aveira, if he's saying he's sure it's not, if they don't know.
And there's no Edom at all, but she says she knows.
We're talking about it's two against two.
No, I'm saying in the case that there's no Edom.
And she's saying she knows, and then she slams, she's not meant to say her husband died.
She's Nemo?
A woman is not meant to say her husband died. She's Nemo with her Edos. And she's saying, hey, stop, shut, we let her marry him, we don't stop her. She's never to say her husband died.
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay.
Why are we coming out to ask? I thought
she's like
the two Edom saying that it didn't happen. So that's why she needs,
yeah.
It's not enough for her to say she,
yeah,
knows.
Because it's two Edom saying it didn't. Too kosher in my mind.
And the fact that this knowledge is through the rest is not a problem.
If we don't, that's what the Rishonim speak out. That's Rav's Chiddush. If the Beis Din doesn't know, we can't stop someone who says they do know. Now, it's not a hard and fast rule, because you see the Rashba, also the Beis Din doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
When it's one against one, then it's called the Beis Din does know. So since they cancel each other out, so she's becheskes eishes ish, and they have no raya, the husband died. No, teirechot bat kosha, she can't be more believed than teirechot bat kosha. It's eidom and meis, eidom and lomeis. So she can't tip the scales. No, she doesn't tip the scales.
But if we said they cancel each other out, then
she's part of the canceling. She's also canceled out Eidus. The Rambam that says she can go get married is not because of her Eidus, but because, again, the Rambam holds, even in this case, we can't stop a person who says he knows he's doing something mutter. We can't send out the Tznius police against him if he says he knows mutter, if we don't know.
Rambam says,
since they talk about kosher love klumhu, so there's like a legal we do know. And when it's two against two, that's Rav's death. We cannot stop the woman who says she knows, etc., etc. Okay, should we stop? I have to make a bus. I will stop here.
I read it, stop, right?
Yeah, I read it.
Yeah, we. No, so we.